Greetings, and welcome to Plants for the People, People for the Plants. I'm Olivia Birch, and today we will learn about dandelion. Dandelion is a sure sign spring is here, popping up in droves all over everywhere. It is traditionally a favorite spring food, bitter and full of nutrients. This lovely plant gets our cold, thick blood from winter running again and ready for the heat of summer. The tasty bitter leaves make a delicious salad or braising green, and they happen to be very good for your health. The name dandelion comes from the French name dent de lion, which means lion's tooth. It is sometimes also called pissebeds, which comes from the French pissenlit. The Latin name is Taraxacum officinale. There are more than 1,000 species of dandelion. Native to Europe and Asia, they are a staple in many traditional plant medicine practices. Most of us recognize dandelion easily, but for those of us that don't, dandelion has long, deeply gashed green leaves that lie on the ground in a rosette. The middle rib of the leaf is purplish and sometimes white. When the leaves are broken, they yield a milk that is bitter, which we know as latex. The light tawny-colored root yields even more latex when broken. Slender, naked stalks produce flowers from amongst the leaves, and each bears one large yellow flower that consists of many petals, characteristic of the aster family, which dandelion is a member of. This flower produces fluffy white seeds in a globe shape, which many of us have probably picked and blown away into the wind. Dandelions love to grow in meadows and pastures where they can get a lot of sun and spread easily. Dandelion is magnificent medicine, and each part of this plant does different things for our bodies. The roots, which are commonly roasted and made into tea or a coffee substitute with chicory, are bitter, sweet, earthy, oily, and salty. They primarily decongest the liver and gallbladder, as well as improve our appetite and digestion. They do this by enhancing bile secretions. Dandelion is a superior liver medicine, but also a slow medicine. To benefit from it, we need to incorporate them daily into our routine for a while, and then the medicine will begin to work magic. Many liver issues, ranging from gout, arthritis, even rheumatoid arthritis, to skin issues like acne, eczema, and age spots, as well as menopausal issues resulting from hormone imbalance, can be resolved with dandelion root. This is because the liver cleans our blood of toxins and controls hormone production. If it is stagnant and not properly functioning, a host of different issues can arise in our bodies. The greens are diuretic and have both sodium and potassium. They are bitter, earthy, salty, moist, and cooling to our body. Adding them to salads or making tea from them may alleviate issues like edema, kidney stones, and chronic kidney infections. These greens are rare because they are one of the few diuretics that retain and replace potassium lost from excessive urination and build up the retentive side of kidneys when this is going on. So they are actually restoring proper function, not just draining excess liquid from our bodies. Additionally, the greens strengthen our tooth enamel. Forget fluoride, you can just have a good salad. The latex from the leaves will remove warts too. The flowers, on the other hand, are a muscle relaxant. You can dry them and soak them in oil for a salve that will relieve muscular pain, swelling, and inflammation. These sunny flowers particularly relieve neck pain. You can boil the flowers and add honey for a lovely cough remedy, or make them into good wine for good times. Both Culpeper and Sage Apopum, renowned herbalists whose texts I refer to often, place dandelion under Jupiter's rulership. Jupiter, as a planet, is expansive and is queen of the sky. Jupiter, ruling Sagittarius, also governs far and wide travel or distribution. This brings to mind the seeds that fly through the air to take root in far-off places. Jupiter revels in excess, as well as philosophy, both of which I associate with wine drinking. And so it seems sensible that Jupiter rules the liver. Bile, which comes from the liver, is yellow, which is why yellow and orange plants are often under Jupiter's domain. Jupiter governs fat absorption too, which bile helps us with. Here we think of dandelion's bitter digestive qualities helping our tummies and relieving gas that is a byproduct of poor absorption. Jupiter is a gas planet, after all. And finally, Jupiter plants can lift our spirits, expand our consciousness, and help us see beyond self-imposed limitations. Here, I think of how the liver is said to hold our anger, and how a sluggish liver may create a backup of toxins in our bodies. Our minds feel this, and we can get stuck in patterns of thought that don't serve us coming into our life's purpose with confidence. So working with a liver remedy like dandelion can get those toxins unstuck in both our bodies and our minds. Seeing the connections some herbalists draw between dandelion and Jupiter, where others might connect it to the sun, also gives us a sense of connection between sun and Jupiter astrologically, as well as in the plant realm. The sun and Jupiter get us reconnected to ourselves and our soul journey. They allow us to shine and exact our full potential and step into a life with purpose, free from shadows of self-doubt by dispelling stagnation in our bodies. Their energies are expansive. They are often carminatives, getting our blood flowing in the case of the sun and our digestion flowing in Jupiter's case. There are many other similarities and differences too, but for now I won't go there. And really what we see is dandelion working to reconnect us with ourselves and our dreams, nourishing us from the inside out so we can appreciate life and its opportunities and take them, rather than being too stuck in our ways to move forward. Sounds like what we need in springtime. There is always a lot more I could say about each plant, so we will wrap up for now. Thank you for listening today on WDRT Community Radio. Just a reminder, I am an herbalist and a geographer, not a doctor. The information I give is not sanctioned by the FDA, CDC, or AMA. It is based on thousands of years of human experience. Your health is always in your hands. Tune in next time to learn about another delicious spring green, chickweed.